With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Secret Service agent have shot and killed an intruder at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the latest.
Early Sunday morning, an armed man drove into the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, before being shot and killed. The U.S. Secret Service says the man entered the property with a gas can and a shotgun. When he raised the weapon to a shooting position, the agents and a local sheriff's deputy fired. Although President Trump often spends weekends at his resort, he was at the White House when the incident occurred. Greg Clugston reporting.
Massive storm in the Northeast forcing millions to stay home. Thousands of flights have been disrupted, schools and businesses closed.
The sound of shovels scraping concrete in Brooklyn as New Yorkers like Vince Lisi dig out with up to 2 feet of snow in some areas of the Big Apple.
Just got to take small shovelfuls.
Meanwhile, more than 3 feet of snow in some parts of the Northeast like Rhode Island, where National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Perella says
there is the expectation that we will see several reports up above 36 inches here before all is said and done.
The bomb cyclone causing power outages, closing schools and airports, downing trees and creating loads of issues. I'm Julie Walker.
A New York City resident, Trey Story, says it's not fun shoveling the snow from this storm.
Well, the snow's wet and heavy. I'm out of breath. I might have broken a sweat. it's like a warm-up for the day.
President Trump will be using his State of the Union address Tuesday night to take a look at his many successes in the past year, making America stronger and Republicans deserving to keep control of Congress after the midterms, also going for tighter voter ID rules. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Tennessee working on a key gay marriage bill.
The legislation, which has passed the state's House of Representatives, would not invalidate same-sex unions, but it would establish that private citizens and organizations do not have to recognize gay marriages and cannot be punished for refusing to do so. Back in 2006, before the U.S. Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions nationwide, Tennessee voters approved an amendment banning them. The bill now goes to the Tennessee Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is facing his first crisis within the Catholic Church. A breakaway conservative group has rejected the Vatican's offer of talks. Position of the Society of Pius X suggesting a collision course with the pontiff over its planned consecrations of new bishops without his consent. Pope Leo, though, has offered dialogue with the conservatives. This is SRN News. American oil and gas companies get a hearing before the Supreme Court. We have more on that story now from Washington correspondent Rich Thomason.
The companies are trying to block lawsuits seeking to hold the industry liable for billions of dollars in damage the plaintiffs blame on climate change. The conservative majority court took up the case Monday. The companies appealed to the Supreme Court after Colorado's highest court allowed a lawsuit from Boulder to move ahead. The companies say the lawsuits present a serious threat to the industry. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Panama ordering the occupation of two key ports at the ends of the Panama Canal. The move comes after the country's top court ruled that the operator's contract is unconstitutional. The government Monday ordered the Panama Maritime Authority to occupy Balboa and Cristobal terminals. More details, srnnews.com.